DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we're talking about the Warriors. We're talking about Jonathan Kuminga. No action yet with Kuminga.
Episode 1,000,001.
Yeah, and I want to address this one because I think it's a fair point from the 408 on the text line. Sick of the bashing of Steve Kerr on development of young players. They have been in win-now mode for years. How many players did Phil Jackson develop? Coaches like this are in it to win, not develop. That is an absolutely fair point, and it's why I don't single out Steve Kerr. It's an organizational. It's more to me than just Steve Kerr. It's been organizational, and it's been impacted by Steph, Draymond, and Clay in the past, and Kerr, and Lacob. And I don't know exactly where we are with Mike Dunleavy at this point, but the Warriors have been in win-now mode, and they've been in win-now mode for the last 3 years at least, and they haven't, you know, they don't have a second round to show for it.
Yeah, speaking of second round, I'll just say the Kuminga thing for Warrior fans to me is frustrating because we know he's got talent, but him and Moody were not second-round picks, Donnie. Like, just imagine if you could have got – if they were greater than what they are, the versions of themselves now, where this team would be, and then what their future would look like after Steph.
Yeah. Let's go to Christian. He disagrees with me. Hey, Christian, how you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? Long time no talk.
Cool. What do you got, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm off of that now, Sonny. These guys with this Kuminga stuff are so delusional. Patrick Beverly is roasting them online. Kuminga posted a workout video, and he's roasting them because it looks like me rebounding for Guru at Club One.
Wow.
He doesn't even practice like you're supposed to play. And then Kerr says he hasn't been here for 2 years. The man, I'm going to get off that. Kuminga doesn't want to play winning basketball. A lot of young players like Kuminga just want to get the bag, and I don't fault them because they're on these small contracts. So off of that, the Warriors are here to win. KD came here thinking he's the man. He got a reality check and has been passed around the NBA like a groupie and has not won since there. Andrew Wiggins has a stigma on him, came here and made his only All-Star team ever. The Warriors developed winners. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond were rookies as Warriors. Developed into winners. They want winners. Jordan Poole went for the bag and got big-headed. He doesn't want to play winning basketball. He's on his second team. Guys that know how to play winning basketball don't bounce around the NBA. I don't care if you're one of the best scorers like Kevin Durant ever. If Kevin Durant wasn't a Warrior and got two rings, he's Carmelo Anthony. We have to start keeping it real and stop being delusional. Tim Legler is delusional. And I did disagree with the other stuff you said, Sonny, but once you disagree with Legler. I'm on your side. And, Goo, you keep it real a lot. But this guy Shafty said, how is Kuminga supposed to work on his rebounding? Steiny, you hooped. Guru, you even hooped in high school. There's rebounding.
College.
The guy's out there shooting around. Like
it's hard. It's, not it's on a the want to, right? It's a want to, man.
Well, and here's and thanks for the call, Christian. Yeah. I don't. I'm with you, but think about this too. And what did this? What table did this set? Okay, who were their role players when they won titles?
Livingston,
veteran.
Yeah, Otto Porter Jr.
And veteran
to the last go round.
Bielitsa, veteran.
Yeah,
Barbosa, veteran. McGee had been in the league. Pachulia, veteran. Bogut, veteran. All their role players were veterans who clearly understood what their job was playing with the big three. And all I'm saying is, and I think what the last caller was saying was that I'm saying Kuminga should have been this guy. I'm not necessarily saying that, but we should know more than we know now after 4 years and not really even know kind of what we're going to do with him or where he fits in a current pecking order or future pecking order.
But we both know and will admit, Steiny, he's talented. Jonathan Kuminga, that is. More so than Moody. More like, he didn't sign up for you. You guys drafted him.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that you drafted him with, if you're a veteran-laden team, there's got to be a way to go in a room and find or come up or devise a plan to where in year four, this guy could be making more contributions than what he has been. It shouldn't be feeling like this is year one, and that's what's frustrating.
Let's go to Al in San Francisco. Hey, Al, how you doing? Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Thank you for getting me on here.
Sure.
Al Horford, no, I don't think we need him. He's kind of over the hill. He's not really good inside, I don't think. I think JD and Post, if you build him up, they can contain the inside. Once Post get equipped and know how to play inside the protection of the rim, we'll be good. Kuminga, you know, if they can't find nobody else to take them, I think we should keep Kuminga. But let's work on Giannis, man. Get everything up for Giannis. Thank you, guys.
How are you?
Yeah. 510 said, I'm going to read this. And about Phil Jackson, some would say Andrew Bynum. You got to count that bucket. He developed him, Scottie Pippen. But Phil Jackson, guys, name one guy the Dubs drafted and went on to have a great career with another team. It's not about developing guys. The guys they've drafted have been so-so. And because they've been a dynasty, we do understand that. But, man, I'm just talking about where they drafted Moody. We know Wiseman was a miss. But Moody and Kuminga, Steiny, had you had better intel or what have you, or guys that could fit the system or hit the ground running, those picks are not – those aren't bum picks. Those are things that you thought these two guys, and Moody is going to be here for the foreseeable future, but – you know, had you been in the lab, maybe you could have something greater in regard to those two players and their production.
I mean, the guy
and future.
The guy I would put in there, guy's name, one guy the Dubs drafted and went on to have a great career. First of all, you know, we're talking about a time frame of 6 to 8 years, so nobody's had a great career. I'm putting Jordan Poole in there. I'm out like
I am too.
This revisionist history that, because Poole now plays on a terrible team and is putting up hollow numbers, this revisionist history that he didn't help this team win a title is beyond me.
Yeah.
And listen, everybody knows that if Jonathan Kuminga goes somewhere else, he's going to score. Now, I that doesn't mean I necessarily think he developed into a star, but what I'm saying is you traded a player in Jordan Poole who had already established that he could be part of a championship team as both a starter and a sixth man.
Facts.
Those guys don't come around every day of the week. Clearly they don't, because you don't think Moody's that, you don't think Kuminga's that, and you don't think Wiseman was that. So it's about, when this thing ends, what is your core even going to be?
Mm. Does Kerr get credit for Harrison Barnes? He should. They got one. He should, right?
I mean, sure. Why not? I mean, he's not here anymore. So, I mean, they used.
But he helped you.
They at least got Barnes to get him Kevin Durant. So.
I'm just saying what Barnes ended up being here. He got bread from another team for what he did here, what started here.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't call him, you know, a superstar. He's a good, solid player. Let's go to Andy. Andy's in San Francisco. Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Morning, gentlemen. How are you all?
I'm good. How you doing?
I had a question to pose, but it is very emotional, and I'm wondering how much this organization is looking at the landscape of things and maybe having the flexibility of trading one or both of our favorite veterans.
Oh, you mean Draymond or Steph?
Yeah.
I mean,
potentially.
I'm...
And I bring this up because last season, you know, Steph did say he's only interested in competing in for championships. And Draymond has also been on his podcast saying, you know, I was on board with being traded to Memphis at one time. So I'm wondering how much of this might be looking at that kind of landscape to get our guys another ring.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're there with Curry.
I mean, Jimmy and Dre, those would be the two. Curry,
I mean, Draymond nowhere. Draymond would be the guy. I'd be open to moving. I don't know what you can get for Draymond Green.
If I was a team that thought I was close, my gosh, Donnie, the New York Knicks. I could just think of all the teams on the Denver Nuggets. There would be a line for Dre from contenders, I believe. But we both know that's not reality.
You know, I'm thinking of if I'm Denver, and you think you already got better, and you think you have a chance at winning a title, I'm looking at it the other way. Why would you bring Draymond Green onto that team? I mean, he's a wild card. I think the league views him as a wild card. I think the league might look at Draymond Green and say, you take him away from Steph Curry, he's not going to be the player that we acquire.
But if
we're
you put him in a situation, just go with the Cavs, Donnie, you don't think he would help them?
I'm not saying he wouldn't help them. I'm saying I don't think the Cavs are saying, let's go get us a Draymond Green, and when we get him, we're going to give up one of our guys who is already helping us to contribute. Like, it's very possible Draymond Green is now more trouble than he's worth to a lot of teams.
You know,
I don't know that, but
yeah,
it may be moot anyway because the Warriors probably don't want to trade him.
Stani, I mean what I'm about to say, and I know this is for a different day, but did the guy mention emotional? And this is an emotional take for me. It's not going to sound emotional, but I mean this to my core. You brought up the Celtic doc, and if it were up to me, one of my biggest sports regrets just in life, watching sports, I'm not a Celtic fan, but I was a Lynn Bias fan watching him in college. I watched him, Steiny. The biggest what if is what had he got with Larry Bird, what that could have turned into, and what his career could have been. But I bring that up to bring up in life, sometimes you get certain chances, sometimes you get one chance. A dynasty that was the Golden State Warriors had the number two pick. And Steiny, that miss on Wiseman is just the more you just think about it, is why we're here. If you could imagine, had Wiseman been an all-star, a guy, like, just think about it, man. That was your chance to get your version of maybe the next Steph Curry, a guy you could hand the baton to.
Who?
Wiseman. But you botched it.
But no, what I'm saying, no, I, like.
That's not fair?
They botched it. They botched it. But what I believe now is, if they would have drafted Halliburton, there was no runway for him.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
There's no runway. And so I don't think he would have emerged here. I truly don't. And the more I think about it, the more I think, you know who the Warriors should have drafted? Okongwu. How come, Steiny? Because he came into the league as a role player. He rebounded, he defended, and over the course of 3 or 4 years, he's grown his game. But they drafted Wiseman, who they wanted to be a star,
yeah.
But you can't develop a star if he's playing with Clay, Steph, Draymond, and Durant.
Man, he started right out the
game. I can't remember if Durant was here. He wasn't here. But you're not going to develop a star when you're playing, when you have three stars and you're going for a title. And
wow, man.
Like, I swear to God.
I hate that premise. Like, yeah.
LaMelo Ball, I don't know that he would have played for the Warriors. Let me take care of some business real quick, Keith. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, on Odyssey Sports Station and home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, and all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? Let's welcome in Keith Smith, contributor to Spotrac. He also has a show on YouTube, the Front Office Show. You got to check that out. He's a salary cap madman. Hey, Keith, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So Mike Dunleavy, before free agency, was talking about Jonathan Kuminga, and he said, ideally, we'd get something done sooner rather than later, but it can sometimes drag on. Where do you see the landscape right now in terms of the Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga?
Yeah, it's tough. Restricted free agency is always hard on players, but it's extremely hard on them when there's one team with cap space and they don't really have a lot of desire to use that cap space to bring in young guys. The Nets are made it clear they're in the full-on rebuild phase of this, and they are bringing in existing salaries through trades to collect assets as they rebuild up. So that puts John F. Kaminga in a spot where it is, unless the Warriors can find a workable sign and trade that he also likes too, it's going to be really difficult. There's a, I don't want to bore everybody to tears, but there's a concept called base year compensation, where if he makes enough money in a sign and trade that he only counts as half the salary on the one side of the trade, but the full salary on the other, which means it almost always has to be a three-team deal in that situation. So this is complicated. And I'll caution too, because I get a lot of people saying, well, just sign and trade them here. A sign and trade is a two-way partnership. It's sign and trade. So the sign part is the player has to agree. The trade part is the team has to agree. So you gotta hope that this gets worked out sooner rather than later.
Keith, let me ask you this just about Jonathan Kaminga in your opinion, because there's some reports going back to last year that maybe he was offered $30 million and he turned it down. We don't know that to be fact. But when you look at his game and this Warrior team and mainly last season, what do you think Jonathan Kaminga's worth is?
Yeah, it's probably just shy of that. You know, if we went in the range of 23 to 25 million a year, I'm not going to balk at that too much. I think people still have this conception of 25 million a year means on a 4-year deal, that's 100 million, and that's an incredible sum of money. And don't get me wrong, if someone offers it to me, I'm taking it. But, you know, in terms of the NBA, that's not even anywhere near a max deal. It's, you know, 20 plus million isn't all that far above a mid-level contract anymore. So now we're kind of in a spot where, you know, it's reframing it, but that's where I would put it, somewhere in that 23 to 25 million range. If a team really loved him and said, hey, we think this guy can be a 20 plus point per game scorer who can give us passable defense and a little bit of rebounding, and they wanted to go to into the 27, 28 range. Again, I'm not going to get too upset with that, but yeah, but it's tough finding a team that's where they want to go.
Keith Smith joining us on 95.7 The Game. He contributes to SpoTrack, and he also has a YouTube channel you can check out at Front Office Show. Let me ask you this. There's been a ton of movement. The Warriors haven't done anything. They acquired Jimmy Butler. They went 23-8. They made it to the second round of the playoffs. Again, they haven't done anything. And they finished seventh. Like, where do you see them right now, pecking order-wise in the Western Conference?
Yeah, I think with the moves that the Nuggets and Rockets have made, they've kind of put themselves in that, like, a tier by themselves right behind the Thunder. And then I think the Warriors are in that group with a lot of teams behind that. So you're talking like Minnesota. I think people are getting a little excited about the Lakers, but we'll put them in there too. The Clippers, and I think the Warriors are right in that group of teams. So not one of the top two or three teams in the conference, but not that far back either. So I think they're, you know, they're set up good. And I was talking with someone earlier today who was like, yeah, the Warriors haven't done anything. And my point was they kind of did their big move at the trade deadline. They did a little bit of pre-agency when they went out and got Jimmy Butler, and you know, they're in good shape. I know they're still in on Al Horford. It sounds like there's, you know, maybe a couple other guys that they're looking at. Clearly, I think the roster screams it needs more size up front, but in the war with the Warriors, it's got to be the right time to size. You can't just throw any guy in there because he's 7 feet and expect it to work.
Yeah, I caught a lot of heat, Keith, because I was saying, hey, bring DeAndre Ayton here to this, you know, this culture and see if we could get the best out of him. He's still young. I believe it can play. The Lakers got him, and I'm thinking, okay, we'll get Horford. I didn't know how I felt, but Keith, from a Lakers standpoint, could they take in Ayton and be a player for Horton too? For Horford?
It's possible. Hey, we're going to see how they kind of put together their moves. It looks like what they've done is use the non-taxpayer and split it up between DeAndre Ayton and Jake LaRavia, which they should have just enough room to squeeze in a biannual exception signing. Question is Horford want to play for that salary? Does he want to move all the way across country? I was told he didn't really have a lot of desire to leave Boston. He really wanted to stay, but he understands the Celtics are resetting and they're not going to be what they are. And he does He does want to compete. He wants to be, you know, have a chance to win another championship. So it really comes down to, you know, the Warriors can offer more. They can offer a good chunk of their non-taxpayer mid-level and put it in a position where they could say, hey, come here and, you know, either start or at least you'll play a big role off the bench if you don't start. And with the Lakers, it's all right, you're going to be in a backup role similar to what you had with Boston and for less money. So we'll see where that one plays out. I'm not sold, you know, another team doesn't jump in there and say, you know, hey, maybe we could do this. And Boston's still working on their roster. There's always the opportunity they make another move that frees up what they need to do to be able to bring Al Horford back, because the Celtics are extremely thin up front right now.
Keith Smith joining us on 95.7 The Game, writes for at Spotrack and also the front office show on YouTube. Do the Warriors have to rescind the qualifying offer to Kuminga in order to gain access to that non-taxpayer minimum?
No, they should be okay to still use that. Now, what it would do is it would put kind of a cap on what they could pay Kuminga. So that's what they're going back and forth.
Gotcha.
They don't have to rescind the qualifying offer. If this is still dragging out weeks from now and Jonathan Kuminga says, forget it, I'm just going to sign the qualifying offer, the Warriors should still be in pretty good shape. They'll do, my guess is, whatever they do for their next move and a possible signing will be with, hey, let's protect ourselves in case he just signs the qualifying offer. Because they're not going to put themselves in a position where, all right, now we're hard-capped and we're having to get rid of guys and make other trades we don't really want to make. They'll make sure that they're lining everything up for that possibility.
What do you see as the most likely outcome for Kuminga and the Warriors?
I still think it's probably going to be reach some kind of compromise on a new deal that is maybe shorter term than you know what maybe he and the team initially thought, which maybe gives him a little bit more. He kind of wins because then he can get back on the market sooner rather than later. The Warriors are protected if it just if we get a year in and it's like, all right, this didn't go the way we hoped it would, and it's not working. There'll only be a couple years left. I think, you know, it could run out like kind of the way Jalen Green's contract did with the Rockets. There was a little bit more. I don't think it'll be quite that much money, but I think they could put themselves in a position where it is, all right, let's, you know, give him a three-year deal at $75 million, and I'm just kind of throwing a number out there, but, you know, $25 million a year, and then that way, you know, all right, everybody's kind of, he gets paid, but we're all kind of protected here in case things go sideways. We need to make a move down the line.
Keith, let me ask you this. I know it's relatively early, but a lot of moves have been made. Is there a team that comes to mind that's impressed you or gotten better through free agency?
Yeah, Denver. I think what they've done has been so good. This is a team where a week ago we were like, all right, well, maybe they'll use the taxpayer mid-level to try to get somebody. And instead, they make the big move. I don't think Cam Johnson is all that big of a downgrade from Michael Porter Jr. myself, especially in that Nuggets system. I think he's a better defensive player than Porter Jr. And neither one of them is an all-defense guy, but I think he's just a little better. And I think he's a better off-ball player and shooter. You might be weakened some on those nights when Murray isn't playing and somebody can get their own bucket. But, you know, that's, you know, so few nights, you hope, and not any of the important ones. So like, that was good. And then rounding out their depth, getting Jonas Valanciunas is so big for them because they haven't had a quality backup center for Jokic in a long time. So now you've got a guy who can at least go out there and give you 10, 15 minutes a night and probably be pretty good. And getting Bruce Brown back, nice, versatile player who's beloved there. And then I think Tim Hardaway Jr. is a little bit of a sneaky signing as well. I know people are kind of like, he's older and this and that, but he's going to see great shots playing in an offense with Jokic, and he still started 70-plus games for the Pistons. Last year ended up being a surprise. So I think Denver did really, really well.
Keith, is there any timetable with Damian Lillard? Do you get any sense that he needs to make a decision sooner rather than later?
That's a great question. I don't think so. I think everybody kind of knows what the deal is here. And Damian Lillard is, everyone knows he's, if he plays at all next year, it's going to be very late in the season. And it might be one of those deals where he plays in, you know, the tail end of March, the beginning part of April, more just, all right, I'm good. I feel good again. So he's not having to go through that process in training camp in the beginning part of next season. But if you're signing him, you're basically saying, hey, we're signing you because we want to more or less have a year-long pitch of this is why you should stay with us, because you're not getting anything out of him for most of the season anyway. So that would be the idea behind getting him now. And I think for him, he's looking at this as, I've never been a free agent before. Let me kind of take my time here. It's already been reported. He wants to, you know, get back with his family still, I believe, in the Portland area and get back with them and, you know, hang out and do his rehab there for a little bit. So I think teams are going to be willing to work with him because I think most likely it's going to be a minimum contract anyway. And that should, outside of teams that are dealing with extreme hard cap issues, that should be available to him at any time.
Hmm. Keith, let me run this by you. How much is next year's free agent class affecting this one or making it difficult for some teams?
Yeah, so there's a couple factors that are going on right now. If we look forward beyond, you know, this off season, one, the salary cap projection, everybody just kind of baked in, we'll be at 10% for the next few years. Well, it came out that the league has told teams, hey, we're only looking at maybe 7% growth after this upcoming season. And that's a number that becomes important because most contracts, when they're signed, if they have the standard structure, go up by 8% per year. So if you're going up on the 8% raises and the cap's not going up by at least that much, that just makes all those margins that much tighter. And I think that's thrown some teams for a loop. Normally by now, the rookie scale extension, so the guys who are coming off their rookie deals, signing, they got 1 year left, and then they're going to cash in big. We've got one. We got Jabari Smith Jr. We don't have Paolo Banchero's not done. Chad Holmgren, Jalen Williams, none of those guys have been done yet. And I think everybody's kind of pausing a little bit beyond the deals. You can also see a lot of the deals that have been signed, a lot of these are short-term deals. They're 1- and 2-year contracts or a 2-year deal with an option at the end because I think teams are protecting if the cap doesn't go where they think it's going to go, you know, we could be there. We're also, the last part I'll say is, we could have maybe 10-ish teams with cap space next summer, and there should be a slightly better free agent class. There's a handful of guys who are on, I like to say they're basically unextendable because their contract number this year is too low for them to get a contract where they need to be, guys like Austin Reeves and Kobe White and players like that. So should be a little bit better of a free agent class, more teams in the cap space. But do you have this uncertainty on where the cap is going? And that's really impacted a lot of what's going on right now.
Yeah. Hey, Keith, great stuff as always.
Thanks, man.
I know it's a busy time of the year for you, but really appreciate your time as always.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, sir. That's Keith Smith. You can check him out on YouTube at Front Office Sports. I'm sorry, at Front Office Show. And, man. Jonathan Kuminga.
If he really truly wants out, what you got to just sign one and done, right, Calipari?
Yeah, I guess. I don't think anybody really knows how it's going to shake out,
man.
And Keith thinks that, you know, can they come up with a 3-year deal for 60 or something, and then you can move him if you have to. I don't know, but I do know that, you know, the Warriors have not done anything yet this off season, and some of the names that were kind of hoped for are long, long gone.
At
this point.
And we talk about, you know, real quick here, Stoney, the cost of a dynasty or the price. And Bob Myers is our guy. We love him, Stoney. But, and I know he wanted to spend time with his family. But the more I just look at this natural evolution of what the Warriors can't do and guys getting older and it being more difficult, I mean, he got out at the right time, it feels like.
Yeah. I mean, remember when Barkley said he's leaving a sinking ship?
Mm.
I mean, it hasn't been. I mean, the other thing is the Warriors won a title in 2022, and they've made the playoffs 2 out of the last 3 years, got to the second round 2 out of the last 3 years. So they're not in a dry spell yet. And I think the goal is, how do you avoid a dry spell at some point?
Yeah, I had one in high school.
They had
That slip out my pants.
And they had, you know, they had a couple opportunities to maybe keep this thing going, and their opportunities to do that are fewer and farther between.
But what's what? Real quick, this dude's a talent, man, and we can't find a way to make it work for whatever reason. That's what's frustrating. Steiny, dude can play. We just saw it in the playoffs. That's what's frustrating. So do you dumb it down and I'd like,
no,
let me stop.
You can't dumb it down because who's the number one priority here?
Steph.
Exactly. Steph's the number one priority. And I'm going to have to say something. When you say, Steiny, he can play, I'm going to start saying he can score. He can score. That he can do. We got Chris in Concord. Hey, Chris, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey. Doing well.
So, this is my first time calling, but I've been listening for years.
Cool.
My dad actually brought me on to you guys. He was a PE teacher and history teacher at Barnard White and assistant coach at Logan back in the day. So,
what's his name?
Greg Gomes.
That was my assistant coach for my varsity team.
Yeah,
tell him Daryl Johnson said hello.
No, he told me. He's like, oh, there's this guy named Guru. I coached him at Logan, and you got to listen to him. So I've been listening to you guys for years. I just never called in.
That's awesome. Tell him hello, man.
Yeah, for sure.
What you got?
So I about a half hour ago, a caller made a comment about Kerr not being in touch with Kuminga's skills because the things Kerr said he wanted to do were take charges, rebound, and get loose balls.
Yeah.
But to me, those are all hard work things. So he never denied that Kuminga was skilled. It sounds to me is that Kuminga wasn't willing to do the hard work, the dirty work. And you guys both played basketball. I played basketball. If that's what a coach's comments are saying about you, to me, it's saying a lot more.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, thanks for the call. I mean, do you
talk to me?
I don't know. Is Kerr saying the guy's lazy? Well, he's saying he doesn't work hard?
Well, let's put it right on the table real quick before we get out of here. Yeah. Well, when he told Willard and Dibbs that he hadn't been around, was that a slip, or do you think that was? Well, I'm gonna just let you guys really know, dude ain't been. I take that as where's the hunger?
Maybe.
Pat Bev going in on his workouts, basically saying you're working out the wrong stuff, or you're working on the wrong stuff. I'm asking. That's all.
What are you asking?
Why this is where it's at now, and this dude is, we still don't know how he can be a better fit and contributor to this team. That's all. In a perfect world, this guy would be the next or part of your future after Steph. He's 22 years old, man.
I mean, I guess it stands to reason that the guys who have struggled to fit in on this team are younger players. Because the veterans, like I said, who've come in here, like they were, whether it's a big boy like Durant or a little less of a big boy like Wiggins,
yeah,
you know, Kerr got them to play the way he wanted them to play and the way Steph and Draymond wanted them to play. Same with, again, Otto Porter, Livingston, Barbosa. Those are all veteran players that came in here and I think knew what they were doing. And the Warriors, with their young players, pods accepted, they've just struggled to find themselves in this organization.
Mm.
And I don't think there's anybody singularly to blame. I blame the players themselves, the young players themselves, for not being able to figure it out. I blame Kerr. I blame Curry. I blame Draymond. I blame the veterans. I blame Lacob. I blame Don Levy. I blame
the organization.
I blame Bob Myers a little
everything.
Bit. Quite frankly.
Thank you, Evan. Man, Kyle.
So,
man, hopefully we get some resolution soon, man.
Doesn't this prove that you can't develop and try to win a title at the same time? Or did the Warriors just go about it the wrong way?
Mm.
I don't know. I wonder if they could take back time, if they would have done anything differently, and what would it be? I know that doesn't matter now. That's kind of irrelevant, but I just wonder if they're in their heart of hearts, they maybe wish that they'd pursued another alleyway out of this.
If Moody and Kuminga got Lamb and Jerome's minutes during that season, would they be better off as players right now?
Yeah. It's a fair point. It's a fair point, and that's when I always come back with, they were running it back. They were running it back. Let's go to Leroy's in Oakland. What's up, Leroy? How you doing, man?
Steiny.
Hey.
Steiny, goo.
What's up, baby?
How y'all doing, man?
Frustratedly.
I've been waiting a little while. I was daydreaming. Look, real quick, because I know you guys got people calling and ready to talk. Real quick, you know, man, Steiny, you asked a question. Why can't the Warriors, like, develop, you know, the next young player after Curry? And I just think that that's not what they're trying to do. I don't think they're going to do that until Curry leaves. Who they're trying to find is someone who can assist Curry in what he is doing. Like, you know, the Eric Pascals of the world are not popular. The Jordan Pools are not popular because they left. But I was listening to some of the stuff they were saying when they left. And Eric was like, look, okay, all that's cool playing with Steph, but I am not wired to set screens and pass up open shots.
Man.
To look for Curry. I look at Jordan Poole and he tried to be nice about it because that's Steph's boy. And he was like, well, I wanted a new opportunity. You didn't see a new opportunity there because there is none. The opportunity is Stephen Curry. And if you're not willing to be a master at setting screens, being a master at doing like Draymond do, let me just wait that extra second. I'm going to pass up the shot because the world's greatest shooter is going to pop open. Okay, that's Draymond, but guys around the league are not like that. And it's one of the big reasons why they don't want to come and play here. And it's one of the big reasons why Kuminga is like, dude, man, I'm trying to score. I'm trying to get in my bag, too. And now you want me to wait to Curry pop open? Now you want me to set screen? All that's good, but this is the NBA. I get buckets. And so this is why people don't want to come here. This is why Kuminga, and it's not Curry's fault. It's just what it is. So if we can't, they're trying to turn Kuminga into that guy, and I don't know if they're going to be able to. We're going to see.
Yeah.
But I was always saying, hey, real quick, I was always saying, if Kuminga can be Michael Finley from the Dallas Mavericks, his career was 14 points a game, you know, five assists, whatever. In 2000 or 1999, he scored 20 points a game, but he's that – that guy is just about 14 points for. If he can be that for the Golden State Warriors, we're good. But I don't think he wants to be that. I think he wants to be more.
Well, thanks for the call, Leroy. Michael Finley was
Mike
a damn good player.
Yes, he was.
Real good player. All right, 888. I see calls here on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Leroy's one of our favorites.
Right.
707 says Leroy's real quick is like Guru asking a question. What do you suppose what do you suppose they're getting at, Evan? Damn.
I like, you take your time, which I like.
I was precise though with our guy Keith. I was in and out.
Yeah.
Animal style.
Quite succinct.
My man.
All right, you know what? We love Leroy.
Yeah, he's our guy.
All right. Maybe I'll
shout out Chaplin.
Maybe he'll catch a stray from me.
Oh.
And you know I love you, Leroy, but here, get ready. He's not Michael Finley.
Wow, I got you.
See, and it, Leroy, I love you, but here's the big difference. Many. Finley played 4 years at Wisconsin, played 100 college games. Like when he came into the league, he could play. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He had 6 years averaging over 19 a game. Could shoot it.
And could handle it.
Just.
Yeah.
And smart player.
Well, let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
Forget the team concept. Just on an individual basis, how much better has Kuminga gotten from year one to now? Because the handle, I'm a bit disappointed. It's gotten better, but it ain't where I think it should be. So that's why when he says Mike Finn, all them moves and the pull-up mid-range,
I think he's gotten better.
Yeah.
But
I'm asking how, you know?
I don't know that his game has changed any. I look at him as, okay, when he came into the league, what was his strength? Well, it's the same as it is now, mm-hmm. and he's now a little better at it. I look at it as, is he a better rebounder now? Is he a better passer now? Is he a better ball handling skills now? Does he see the floor better now? Does he know where to be defensively? All those kind of things are
like, important.
They also allow you to get on the court and play more so that you can develop.
But what am I missing? Because I'm not a pro athlete, Stoney. Shout out Coach Gomes. Why am I looking at playing with Steph should be easy? Jimmy Butler's figured it out.
Well, that's why when I, you know, I
like,
you,
I think that should be.
Well, Jimmy Butler's one of the smartest players in the NBA. I didn't mean to yell.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Nah, you know, I'm sensitive now because
I don't want to mention my guy's name.
Just watch your tone.
Yeah. You don't do it with Evan. That's just a rat on the table.
That's because he doesn't say things like, Kuminga's a championship player. He's got a ring.
I want that study, Evan. Hey, you're right, Evan.
I do what I can to bring it out of
no,
him.
No, you do.
It's a good point,
Evan.
I
see you working, E. I do see you working. Oh, man. I asked you a question. We're going to play the sound. Eric Paschal.
Okay.
I said his thoughts about playing with the Warriors and Steph and Dre, do they ring hollow? Or are they a bit invalid because of what he didn't end up doing in his career, not in the league?
No. I think they almost are more valid. And I'll explain what we're talking about, but first I'll answer your question. And I'm going to use my favorite phrase. Greatest strength is your biggest weakness. So what was the question again?
Paschal, do his comments ring kind of hollow?
I believe if you look at it one way, and this is the way you look at it, it's correct. He's never going to play easier basketball playing with Steph Curry. And that's true. In a way, you get better shots.
Yeah.
You get
more freedom.
Less attention. But it's also the hardest thing in the world, but it's the hardest thing to do too, because Steph Curry is one of the greatest players of all time. And there's no young player who's come into this system who can even touch him or his reputation. And whether you like it or not, the offense is centered on him. And if you're a young player, it's hard to figure out when to go, when to defer, when to wait, when to take advantage. It's not easy. It's when you're playing with a great player and you're a young player, I mean, it just takes some time to figure it all out. And it's not easy. But I do want to play this. This is from January. Eric Paschal was on the podcast.
It's from a podcast.
There we go.
And this is Eric Paschal. Now, Paschal was on the all-rookie team his rookie year and then kind of faded away. But this is what he said about playing on the Warriors when he was here.
Y'all can look at me as mini Draymond. I like to score. And I mentally at that point, I couldn't do it. I'm going in there thinking like, all right, I got my chance. So I'm just hooping. Steph and him come back and Dre was hurt early in the season, but I couldn't play with Steph early in the season. I'm still going to do me. Like y'all see what I did last year. Also, I'm thinking, but I can't do that because I'm on the floor with Steph all the time. I ended up asking to come off the bench. I was not wired to set a screen, pass up an open shot. Like if I'm open, I'm shooting it.
Right.
It gave me a false reality of how the NBA works.
See, I think that is absolutely valid. Because he's not saying, he did not rip Steph Curry. He ripped himself. He said, I wasn't ready to play with Steph. Why? Well, because he played his rookie year and Steph wasn't around. And so he had an opportunity that was cosmetic because he was playing on a team without their best players. So their best players come back. Paschal's used to scoring. And now they're saying, we don't need you to score, bro. We need you to rebound and defend. And what I heard him saying was, I was a young player, and I didn't know how to do those things. I didn't want to do those things. I just wanted to cook. So, yes, I believe there's a lot of truth to what he's saying.
Now, I'll say this to that, and I loved it. But the bottom line is I would ask EP, well, how much did you put into trying to do the other things? Because he was a bucket getter at Villanova. And my bottom line is, what about what happened in Utah? And this is not me throwing eggs at his career. So you didn't have Steph or, you know, that silhouette of the Curry. What happened there? It sounds like a guy that just knew how to play the game one way.
Right. That's correct.
But how much how much did you put in trying to do the other things to survive and maybe stay in the league? Maybe you still will be in the league.
Well, and maybe Kuminga's only in the league because he's way more talented than Pascal, but he's essentially who Pascal was in terms of the mindset. Mm. Like the mindset, it feels like that's what I heard Pascal saying, that when you're playing with Steph, you have to have a certain mindset. Yeah. And he's our guy, and rightfully so. When he's not on the court, it's a completely different game. Mm. Let's see what we got here. We got a short segment. We got to get out of here. All right. I see Marv, Scott, Trevor, Morello. We'll get to all your calls on the other side. The number, if you're just joining us, is 888-957-9570. We're getting you started on a nice holiday weekend.
You got to tell us about your Costco run, too. People are asking.
Yes, Donnie.
A lot of people in there.
What'd you do yesterday?
So Anthony Slater tweeted this out earlier today it related to Jonathan Kuminga, and it said, there's nothing near the finish line regarding Jonathan Kuminga.
Wow.
So I think we have reached the point where Mike Dunleavy's got to acknowledge they weren't able to get things done sooner rather than later. Doesn't mean it's the end of the world, but I do think it represents at least a hiccup in free agency for the Warriors, that their goal was to get it done sooner rather than later with Kuminga. But, you know, we're 4 or 5 days in free agency. All right. When we come back, I'm going to take some of your calls because I see people lining up. That segment sponsored by Honda of Vallejo.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
everything baseball all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.